Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hey ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we are talking about making time for fun. It sure is great to get things done. But don't forget to have some fun. Okay, I know that's super cheesy and corny, but sometimes that's the stuff that you remember the most. All right, so this holiday season, with Christmas just around the corner, literally just a few days away, you've probably noticed that things are a little crazy, right? There's a lot of shopping going on, a lot of holiday parties, events, traveling, family, or whatever you may be up to this craziest time of the year, and fun may fall by the wayside. All this stuff is supposed to be fun, but in the end it ends up being more work and stress and exhausting, and so the fun kind of is left out. Hopefully our kids are still having fun and we're not like transferring any of the stress and crazy energy to them. And really that's why a lot of us do what we're doing is for the kids, so that they'll have these memories and traditions when they grow up. But that doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your fun. Let's face it, whether it's the holidays or any other time of the year, you're always doing something that is required of you. It's part of being a parent. It's part of being a grown-up, especially if you're the kind of type A, super ambitious kind of person. You know how difficult it can be to shift your focus from productivity to fun. And sometimes we have to have fun intentionally. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. We're just in go mode all the time. Why? Why do we get this way? Well, I know for me, I like to get stuff done. It makes me feel good to check stuff off my list, knowing I'm getting closer to my goals. And it wasn't until several years into marriage and parenting that I realized how horribly boring and unpleasant I'd become when all I did was work, work, work. And all I could think about was work. And it was just all consuming. I mean, where was the fun? Where was the adventure that I had committed to as a kid? When I first started training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and learning how to skateboard and surf and overcome my fears and all those areas, I realized that this adventurous, fun girl was still there. And she just hasn't socialized with anybody in a long time. So at that time, I realized, you know, we can have fun. Like, we should have fun. We have to have fun. It is important for us to have fun. It should be a no-brainer. But why is it so hard for grown-ups, especially parents, to just cut loose and have fun? And I don't mean, like, you know, going to a party and getting wasted or, you know, whatever a previous form of fun was before we were parents. It doesn't necessarily have to be something crazy or wild, but just something that you honestly do for you and enjoy it. Not because you have to do it, but because you want to do it. Buried under all these frazzled exteriors of our serious, responsible selves is the spirit of a kid who loves dreaming and taking risks and isn't afraid of getting dirty or getting a couple of scraped knees. And we should let that kid that's inside of us come out to play sometimes, every day if possible, as much as possible. Now, the irony in the whole situation of parenting is that logic would tell us that having a kid would bring out the fun and the, you know, lightheartedness of life, when in fact, a lot of times it's the complete opposite. Like, we have to be the one setting the rules and the ones enforcing the rules, and we're left having less of the fun. So the message that I want to communicate to you in this episode is that we can still have fun regardless of being parents, and whatever that looks like for you. Maybe you haven't had fun or done anything just for you in so long that you don't remember what that even looks like. So this holiday season, in the midst of all the whatever it is that you're doing right now that may be chaotic and super busy and maybe even frantic and stressful, take some time to just think about what it is that you love, what it is that is fun for you, what makes you feel like that kid again inside. make fun a priority, and watch it just rub off on all the people around you. That's it for today, and thanks for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.